From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrests of the joint leaders of the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second-largest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from that party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. In the United States, as the year-and-a-half-long U.S. presidential campaign nears the end, there is very little new that either candidate can say. But in such a tight race, both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump still need to fight for every vote they can get. And the already harsh rhetoric is getting worse, as Zlatica Hoke reports. Police officials in northern Paris moved hundreds of migrants from a camp that recently grew into a challenge for the French government. Migrants were put on buses to temporary shelters in an operation that began before dawn on Friday. While authorities regularly evacuate migrants camped in Paris, the issue has taken on greater concern since the government shut down a large camp in Calais last week. British Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking to reassure European Union leaders that her Brexit timetable remains intact despite an adverse court ruling. She plans to telephone European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday to spread the word that her plan is still to start the process to remove Britain from the